Fox Sports Radio.
Top King back here at the Southwood County Ice Arena, and we are just about set to start. Both teams surrounding their goaltenders. East is in black tonight with the red maple leaf on the front of the jersey and the red and white trim. Wisconsin Rapids is in white with red trim. And let's see if the Lumberjacks can slow down this Rapids squad and play the spoiler here tonight. It is going to be a tall order. But they played Northland Pines tough first two periods the other night. 3 minutes into the third period against Pines, it was 1-1. It'll be Gabe McGinnity and the two Danels, Andrew and Landon, up front. Sam Romanski and Trevor Holcomb on D. This may be the best broadcast spot. This and KB Willett, the two best broadcast spots for hockey, maybe in the state of Wisconsin. All right. Rapids will win the opening draw, get it back to their defensemen, send the long pass ahead. That's way too far. That'll be an icing call against Rapids. And it will be an East offensive zone faceoff. Casey Esselman sent that long pass, and nobody could get a stick on it for Rapids. And we are underway. Landon Danel takes the draw to the left of the Rapids goaltender. East wins it back to the point. Now Romanski will flip it down along the far boards. Battle for it there. And Rapids able to chip it out of the zone. Now they've quickly got a two-on-one. Holcomb's the only man back. There's a shot. Corbett got a piece of that. It goes wide. Comes to the near boards. Battle for it there. He's looking to clear it. Can't get it out. Carrying it to the high slot. That's Caleb Shore. He's dangerous with the puck. Circles. Turns. Shoots. That deflected wide. And he's looking to clear it. And they will. Out of the zone. Grant Sharmer will send it back to his defensive partner. They bobble pass, though, and East comes in on the forecheck. They're going to try to get a change, but here comes Rapids attacking quickly. Into the zone they come. Big slapper. Corbett made the initial save, but dropped the puck, and it goes into the corner. Rapids will grab it there. Pinned up against the boards by Trevor Holcomb. He's been out there a long time. Rapids cycles it back down low. They look and will carry it along the near boards. A turn, shoot. Oh, they had a man on the back door. He tried to chip it. But it was Schumacher who got a piece of his stick, and it went wide. Battle down in the corner. Rapids has it. Cycling it down low again. Jack Knuckles tries to grab control of it and does. Sends it off the boards. Comes out to the point. Held in for a moment. And now in the slot. And down in the corner. Centering pass. Goes wide. Nobody there for Rapids. Out to the point. Misfiring on a slap shot is Grant Sharmer. And here comes East. Krasowski gets the pass ahead. Knuckles will be able to chip it in deep. It rolls in. Gilbert sticks that aside as the Lumberjacks get a change. Now they've got a man in the forecheck. Centering pass, and they had a man. Krasowski in front. And Gilbert's able to glove that and get a whistle. Good chance right there as Craven centering it to Krasowski. Gilbert up to the task and makes the save. 15-13 to play here, first period, no score. Lumberjacks will get an offensive zone faceoff. And it will be Ben Feck, Austin Cummings, and Andrew Bailey out there. They dropped the puck, and now they're going to do it again here. Still to come tonight, DC Everest Hockey as they take on the Merrill Blue Jays at Greenneck. That's game two of our doubleheader. Lumberjacks win it. They try to center it in front, but Rapids will grab it and send it ahead. They'll knock it into the zone, and here they come quickly. This is Luke Gauzy. Sends it behind the net. Battle for it there. Lumberjacks control of it. Send it over to the near boards. Cummings tries to hustle over, but Rapids dumps it in deep again. To the corner it goes. Dan Overfelt. It's chipped away from him. Lumberjacks will try to get it out of the zone. Held in, though, and sent toward the net. Corbett sticks that aside. Cummings went down and blocked that one. Rapids has it, loses it behind the net, goes to the far boards. Bailey cycles it back to his defenseman. Holcomb sends it to Romanski. Romanski needs to get rid of it. Back to Holcomb. They still haven't cleared it. Holcomb fans on it. Now flips it off the boards, but they can't get it out of the zone. Now Romanski will have it. And he'll send it high off the glass and out. East is going to try to get a change here as Rapids goes D to D with it. They get McGinnity back out there along with Landon Danel. And here comes Andrew Danel as well. Rapids is going to dump it in, and they're going to change. So East is able to chip it ahead, and Gabe McGinnity sends it into the zone. Comes over to the near boards. Turnover in the zone. Landon Danel couldn't control it, though, but it does slide behind the Rapids net all the way over to the far corner. Raiders grab it there and look to break it out. East can't hold the zone. Poke checked away, though, at center ice by Sam Romanski. Battle for it near the East blue line. Lumberjacks had it for a moment, and now McGinnity will throw it in deep again. Slides behind the Rapids net. Raiders go D to D with it as Jacob Mormon will try to clear it now. Comes out of the zone. Jack Knuckles will dump it right back in behind the Rapids net again. East is going to change, and here come the Raiders quickly. Pass ahead. They can't handle it, though. Bobbled at center ice. Sent now over to the far boards where Jack Knuckles will grab it and send it ahead. Krasowski chipped that one in, and so no icing. Puck behind the Rapids net again. Lumberjacks on the forecheck. Rapids, though, breaks it out. And here they come. Long pass ahead. That's intercepted at center ice, but now Rapids will grab it. Carrying it into the zone. Big slap shot. Corbett makes a blocker save on that. On the hard slapper by Caleb Shorer. He's looking to get it out of the zone. Cravens, can he get it out? No. And now Shorer's got it again down in the corner. Knuckles. As the centering pass goes wide to the boards. Now a shot thrown in front. And this time it slides right through the legs of one of the Rapids players. The school is trying to get a stick on it. Now Rapids controlling it. And here's a shot that goes wide. And to the near corner. Raiders send it out to the point. They go D to D with it. Now quickly down to the near boards. Turning. Back out to the point again. Sharmer throws it toward the net. Deflected. It's in front and a goal. And Rapids will get on the board first. See who was camped in front there. That's going to be Caleb Shorer. He was camped in front. And the initial save was made, but the rebound was right there and the net was open as Corbett was covering up one side of the net. Once again, Rapids keeping the pressure on, holding the zone, and Caleb Shorer will get the goal. I would imagine one of the assists will go to Sharmer, who took the shot from the point. And it's 1-0 Wisconsin Rapids. 12:30 to play here in the first period. Faceoff coming at center ice. Ben Feck out there to take the draw. Shorer is going to stay out there for Rapids. Puck loose and now Shorer picks it up again. He skates it into the zone. Makes a move, shoots, and a glove save made by Corbett on that one. Hard wrister by Shorer as he carried it in. Faceoff will come to the left of Ian Corbett.
For Raiders free goal, number 15, Caleb Shorer. He was assisted by number 3, Grant Sharmer, and number 9, Luke Cruiser.
Luke Cruiser gets the other goal, or the other assist.
Even strength, time of the goal, 4:30.
4:30 mark, even strength goal. Rapids leads it 1-0. They have the puck in the zone. Now East able to grab it. Can they clear it? Yes, they will. Off the glass, Holcomb sends it. The Rapids defensemen chase it down. Long pass ahead. That's going to be an icing call against Rapids, and East will get an offensive zone faceoff here. Lumberjack Hockey is brought to you in part by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting Lumberjack sports. And the faceoff will come to the right, or to the left, that is, of Tyler Gilbert. Now they change centers for Rapids. East wins the draw. Can they get a shot away? Comes out to the point. Holcomb, does he hold the zone? No. Comes out. Now here comes Rapids. They quickly get the pass ahead. Into the zone they come. There's a shot. And Corbett sticks that aside on the shot by Luke Gowsey. Puck goes to the corner. East cycles it behind their own net. Trevor Holcomb will pick it up there. Send the pass ahead out of the zone. Rapids will just throw it right back in. Sam Romanski will grab it behind his own net. He's being pressured, so he cycles it to the corner to Holcomb. Chipped away from him. Romanski will grab it now. Look for some room. Send it off the boards. It's grabbed by Gabe McGinnity. McGinnity skates it across center ice and will dump it in behind the Rapids net. Andrew Daniel comes in on the forecheck. But Rapids quickly breaks it out the other way. They don't waste a lot of time in their defensive zone. They get it out quickly. Down in the corner. They overskate the puck and Jack Knuckles tries to tie it up. Sends it behind his own net to the near boards. McGinnity hustles over and knocks it out of the zone. Rapids will run it down at center ice. Go D to D with it. Pass ahead, chipped into the zone. Rapids is going to change as Nick Vaskula will chase it down behind his own net. Send the long pass ahead. Cravens dumps that one in. And he'll give chase along with Cody Krasowski. Comes to the far corner. Now Rapids with a near turnover. Eric Schumacher pressuring the puck. Rapids looks to clear it. Still held in nicely by Krasowski down to the boards behind the Rapids net. Now here come the Raiders out of the zone. Cross-ice pass off the stick of Jacob Blakesley. Now he fights through pressure from Pascula. Centering pass. That's grabbed by Cravens. Now Cravens is going to turn. Skate it out of the zone. Goes off a skate over to the far boards. He sends it the other way, and it's grabbed at the Rapids blue line. Now held in nicely by Cravens. He's got Feck with him. Cravens poke checked away before he can center it. Now it's grabbed in the zone by Cummings. Sends it over to the point. There's a shot thrown in. Saved by Gilbert. The rebound. Another shot. And Gilbert got a stick on that to the corner. Romanski took the shot from the blue line. He's looking for the equalizer here. Puck in the corner. Comes out to the point again. Romanski steps up. Rapids goes down to block the shot. Now he throws it in. It's deflected up and out of play. And we get a whistle. The Rapids player went down to block it, so Sam stepped to the side, fired it in, but it deflected up and out of play. 9:40 to play here, first period. And it's 1-0 Wisconsin Rapids. Puck sent down to the corner, off the faceoff. Rapids looks to break it out. They carry it in front of their own net, now send the pass ahead. Long cross-ice pass, got to be an offside call, and it is. Rapids got caught in offside that time. And the faceoff will come outside the east zone. Lumberjack Hockey brought to you in part by Easy Living Management, the longest running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Faceoff is won by Rapids, and into the zone they come in the corner. Dancing away from pressure, they send it behind the net. Shore's got it, centering pass. That's deflected away by Holcomb. And here comes East back the other way. Ben Feck gets to center ice. He throws it at the net. Gilbert tried to catch that. Instead, directs it to the corner. East getting a change here. Rapid sends the long pass ahead, and they've got a man. That's Shore. Drop pass. Back to Shore in front. And a goal. That was sweet. Not much you can do with that. That was a designed play. They practiced that. Long pass from their own zone to Shore at the blue line. He drops the pass and goes right to the net. And the other player got him the puck in front, and he poked it through the five hole, and Rapids leads it 2-0. Caleb Shorer, one of the finalists for State Player of the Year. East wins the draw at center ice. East just can't match the speed of this Rapids team. Putting in the first game, and they're not doing it now. Puck comes into the zone, slides toward the Rapids net, where it's grabbed by Casey Esselman. He circled. Now he's putting some pressure on.
Scoring an even string goal. Number 15, Caleb Shore.
Puck sent in by Rapids.
Casey Esselman.
Grabbed though. Knuckles loses an edge and goes down. And he's able to clear the zone, but it's going to be an icing call as the puck comes all the way down to the other end. Caleb Shore gets his second goal of the night with the assists. Going once again to Luke Cruiser, and also this time to Casey Esselman. And it's 2-0 Wisconsin Rapids here, 8:25 to play, first period. Puck dropped and controlled by Cody Krasowski. Out to the point, now shot thrown in from the point by Rapids and goes down into the corner. East will send it behind their own net. Holcomb backhands the pass along the boards. Krasowski tries to chip it out, but Rapids holds the zone. Sending it, try to send it behind the east net. Here's a shot. Oh, Corbett with a big pad save on that. That puck hit a seam in the boards. It came right out into the slot area. Rapids got a strong shot away, and Corbett with a nice save. East with it in the corner, trying to get it out of the zone. Cravens trying to get it out. Can't. Once again, Rapids holds the zone. Holcomb will send it behind his own net all the way over to the near boards. That hit a seam again and popped out. Krasowski able to clear it this time out of the zone to center ice. Rapids will grab it, flick it back the other way. Grabbed at the blue line, though, by Holcomb. Now sent in. Rapids needed a tag up, so they're going to get a change here. One of their players does come in on the forecheck. Romanski able to get it out of the zone. Battle at center ice. Krasowski gets it taken away, and into the zone comes Rapids' Cody Coles. Tries to fire a shot from the boards, but got knocked down before he could get much on that. Pucks in over to the far boards. Out on top. Shot thrown in. That deflects. Didn't get through. Now Krasowski with it. Tries to backhand it out of the zone. Doesn't get enough on it. And a shot thrown in. Deflected up and out of play, and we get another whistle. 7:10 to play here, first period, 2-0 Wisconsin Rapids. Still to come tonight, DC Everest Hockey as they take on the Merrill Blue Jays at Green Heck. Ben Feck will take this face off to the right of Ian Corbett. Puck comes behind the net, all the way to the near boards. Once again, hits that edge. There's an edge there on the board, and the puck keeps hitting it and taking a weird bounce. Now Rapids will have it. He's trying to take it away. Big check by Feck. Sends one of the Rapids players into the board. Battle behind the net. Rapids has it. Centering pass. Poke checked away by Austin Cummings. Comes to the boards. Rapids still controls it, though. Out to the point. Thrown at the net. That goes through the legs of one of the Rapids players in front. But the Raiders continue controlling. Pasculo with a big check, and that's going to be a penalty coming on Nick Pasculo. That's going to be a checking from behind, I believe. Pasculo's going to go to the box. They either got boarding or checking from behind. Let's see. Now they're going to call an elbow. And Pasculo's going to go to the box for elbowing, and Rapids will have a power play here. He's lucky he didn't get a checking from behind penalty there. It'll be an elbowing call against Nick Pasculo. And Rapids on the power play, leading 2-0. Battle for the loose puck. Rapids has it. Out to the point. Out on top, Shorer. Shorer will direct the power play from out on top for Rapids. He winds up, takes a slapper. That's blocked by Landon Daynell. Rapids still controls it. Back to Shorer again. Tries to pass it in front, and it's chipped away to the corner. Out to the point again. Shorer with it. Looks. Skates in front. Now looks. Makes the pass. Hesselman. Winds up. Shoots. And that deflects. Corbett might have got a piece of that with the blocker. Rapids controls it. Circling out near the blue line is Luke Cruiser. Now to Shorer out on top. To back to. Takes up the slapper. There's another slapper. That got through. And Corbett covers that up on the slap shot by Cruiser. Faceoff coming to the right of Corbett, 5:41 to play here, first period. Tomorrow night, it's triple-header basketball action right here. First up, Everest and West. And that'll be followed by the East Boys taking on Merrill as the third game of our triple-header tomorrow night. Faceoff down behind the East net. Romanski tries to pin it. Now it comes up, and they try to clear it out. Feck couldn't get it out. It's held in at the blue line by Rapids. They send it behind the boards. The Rapids player runs into the referee. Comes out to the point. Now sent back down low. Centering pass to the slot. Shot. And Corbett got a pad on that. And it deflects out of play. Hard wrister from just a few feet away from the crease by Grant Sharmer. And we get a whistle. 49 seconds remaining in the power play here for Wisconsin Rapids. Faceoff comes right out to the point. Sam Storley out there. And now East finally able to grab control of it. Feck's going to flick it the other way. Rapids will chase it down in their own zone. Gabe McGinley's out there with Ben Feck, Jack Knuckles, and Sam Romanski on this penalty kill. Here comes Rapids back the other way. They lose the handle on it, and it's taken away. Feck will flick it back the other direction. 25 seconds remaining on the man advantage. Raiders have it behind their own net. And poke checked away at one blue line, but now Rapids sends it cross ice. Can they get it into the zone? They do, down into the corner. Stopping now, and back out on top. They go to Storley. Storley down low. Just a few seconds remaining. There's a shot. Corbett makes a save on that. Knuckles will send it around the boards. Storley holds the zone now as the penalty is over. East back to full strength. Lumberjacks grab control of the puck. Craven sends it cross ice. Might have been a too many men on the ice penalty there. He's got away with it. Now they'll have the puck. Romanski sends the pass ahead. Cravens can't catch it. Now he sends it into the zone. Chipped back out by Rapids. Now Cravens gets it back. Carries it in. Fights through a check. Now he's knocked off the puck down to the corner. Tangled up with a couple of Wisconsin Rapids players. Puck comes out. Stepping up to hold it in is Jack Knuckles for a moment. Battle near the blue line. Knuckles able to knock it in deep behind the Rapids net. Raiders look to break it out on the other side. Now here they come. Poke checked away nicely, though, by Pasculo. And Craven's able to dump it back in. Nice job by Nick Pasculo of grabbing that puck at the blue line. Now Rapids looks to break it out. Held in, though, by Cravens. Battle along the boards. And he's able to hold his own. Krasowski takes a shot. Gilbert to save, and the rebound was in front, but there was nobody from East there to jump on that rebound, and Gilbert able to cover it up and get a whistle. 3:24 to play here, first period. Lumberjacks with a shot on goal there. And there was a rebound, but nobody there to take advantage of it for East. And the score remains 2-0. Faceoff coming in the East offensive zone. Rapids will win it, send it behind their own net. Long pass ahead. They got a man, cherry picking that short. He's coming in alone. Deeks! And scores. How can you let Caleb Shorer, the best player on the ice, cherry pick at the opposite blue line with nobody near him? They made the long pass once again. Planned breakout out to Shorer at the opposite blue line. He walks it right in. Corbett had no chance. 3-0. Shorer's got a first period hat trick here in this one. Seems to me you would have somebody shadowing the best player on the ice at all times. Somehow he got free. Cherry picking all the way at the opposite blue line, and there wasn't anybody within 40 feet of him. East wins the draw here. Esselman with another assist. And Rapids now with it behind their own net, looking to break it out again. And now they do, and now another odd man rush. 2-on-1 coming in. There's a shot that goes off the side of the net. Rapids controls it, though. He's looking to get it out. Can't. Held in at the blue line. Shot thrown in. That's deflected. Landon Danel got a piece of that, and it goes to the corner. Sharmer will chip it toward the net. That's blocked before it can get there, and here comes Landon Danel back the other way. He'll get to center ice and dump it in. East will get a change here with 2:21 to play in the period. Here comes Shore with a head of steam. He's going to take it coast to coast, taking it in. And he gets knocked down, tries to center it, and does. It hops over the stick. Now it comes out to the point. There's a shot that goes over the top of the net. And it's grabbed by Jack Knuckles over into the corner. Andrew Bailey tries to get it, tangled up in the legs of the official there. Shore comes out of there with it. Centering pass on the other side, back door. And now they knock down Corbett into the crease. They had a man slashing in there. That was Matt Edwards, and he collided with the East goaltender. And the net came off its moorings, and we get a whistle. Rapids just puts incredible pressure on in the offensive zone. Hard, quick passes. And they know where the other players are going to be. Passes all have purpose. Puck comes out to the point, thrown in. That's blocked by Knuckles. Comes out of the zone. Now sent back in by Rapids. Pascula will chase it down behind his own net. Knuckles will grab it along the near boards. It's taken down. Penalty coming against Rapids. East will have a power play here. It's going to be a tripping call or a hook. They're going to call it a hook. And East will have a man advantage here with a minute 37 to play in the first. Going to the box will be Matt Edwards. He hooked down Knuckles from behind. And so East will get an offensive zone faceoff and a power play. Lumberjacks power play has not been very effective this year. Just 6 power play goals on the season for East. See what they can do here. Win it and control it. Out to Cravens on top. Now poked away. But Cravens able to get it back. Comes down low. Now intercepted, and Rapids will send it the other way. Corbett comes out of the net to play that one. Leaves it for Romanski. And Sam will make the pass ahead to Knuckles. Knuckles will feather the pass ahead too far. It's going to be an icing call against East. And the faceoff will come back down in the East defensive zone. Icing the call. East Hockey brought to you in part tonight by the Bone and Joint Center. Comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill, or visit them online at bonejoint.net. Coming up during our first intermission, we'll hear from East co-coach Dino Rasmussen. Lumberjacks win the draw, and here they come. Long pass hops over the stick of Andrew Janel, and Rapids able to slap it back the other way. We go down to a minute to play here in the first period.
One minute to go in the period. 1 minute.
Puck comes around the boards. Jack Knuckles will pick it up for East. His pass is deflected and goes all the way down and deep into the Rapid zone. But the Raiders grab control of it, send it hard off the boards. Held in, though, at the point by Romanski. He throws it at the net. That deflects wide. East controls it, tries to get it out to the point. Cravens will send it down to the corner. Rapids, even with a man short, looks like they have a full contingent on the ice. Here they come in shorthanded. That's Shore streaking toward the net, but the centering pass is grabbed by Romanski with the glove. 26 seconds remaining here in the period. Romanski gets the pass ahead, caught by Landon Danel. His pass to Cravens. Now ahead to Andrew Danel into the zone. His pass, though, sent out of the zone as Daniel gets blasted into the boards. He sends it in deep. And now it's deflected up and hits the ceiling, and we get a whistle with 10 seconds remaining in the period. 33 seconds remaining on the penalty, so East will begin the second period with a short man advantage unless they knock one in here in the final 10 seconds of the period. 10.3, actually. They're going to bring the faceoff out of the zone. And the puck comes to the boards. Romanski sends it back over to, or actually Craven sends it back over to Romanski. Now he'll send the pass ahead, and that's how the first period will come to an end. Well, it's been the Caleb Shorer Show so far. A hat trick for Shorer here in the first period, and Rapids leads it 3-0. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Hockey, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.